Welcome to the Bureau of Meteorology's National Water Account for 2015, where we'll find out how much water is available across Australia, where it is, and how it's being used. We look at 10 key regions around the country, representing most of Australia's population, and around 70 to 80% of Australia's water use. The 2015 account covers a one-year period from the 1st of July 2014 to 30th of June 2015. During that time, we saw relatively dry conditions, particularly across the southern and northeastern parts of the country. For many regions, this was the third consecutive year of below average rainfall. The impact was greatest in the Burdekin region, where storage volumes decreased from 99% to 73% full during the year, and in the Murray-Darling Basin, where storage volumes dropped from 57% to 42% full. In 2012, Murray-Darling storages were more than 92% full and have been steadily dropping since then. In the Canberra, southeast Queensland and Sydney regions, storage volumes increased slightly due to wetter conditions along the east coast. National water use dropped by 9% compared to the previous year. This is mainly due to decreased use in the Murray-Darling Basin, reflecting drier conditions and low water storages across the region. Surface water remained the largest source of water across Australia, making up 83% of all water used. However, in the Daly and Perth regions, surface water is less reliable and groundwater makes up more than two-thirds of their water supply. Around three-quarters of Australia's water supply was for commercial and private users, mainly related to agriculture. 15% of the country's water was for town supply, and 10% was used to support the health of rivers, wetlands and floodplains. In our capital cities, good surface water availability meant the use of alternative water sources, such as desalinated water, dropped during the year. However, Perth continued to rely on desalinated water for more than 40% of urban supply. Desalinated water production in Perth has increased over the last 4 years, ensuring water security is less reliant on rainfall. In summary, a third consecutive year of dry conditions across much of Australia meant storage volumes continued to decrease across the country, particularly in the agricultural regions. In the Murray-Darling Basin, water use decreased in line with the reduced water availability, but reserves were in place for the following year. You can find more details on each of the 10 regions on our website at bom.gov.au/water/NWA. For the Bureau of Meteorology, I'm Dean Mollier.